Taraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it."
I talk to people about peace. And a lot of people are like, "Yes, the world needs it." You see, it's exactly backwards. The world doesn't need it. You need it. The living should revel in the fact that life is there. Revel in the fact. The living should revel in the fact that here comes that breath, here comes that joy, here comes that life, here, not here, here. You have been chosen to be the platform for this. People get into it, "Oh, I'm just..." And long time ago, this is what, everybody used to talk about. I used to talk about, "Oh, we're just a speck of dust. In this big universe, we're just a speck of dust." But we still are a speck of dust. That hasn't changed. But marvel now, "Oh, what a speck of dust." A speck of dust in which the fusion of the infinite and the finite takes place. The threshold of the two. The incredibly, incredibly mortal being driven as close as can possibly be to the immortal. And it comes in the same power that drives the universe on, is coming into you. Our very existence on this earth, and I don't mean this lightly, is against all odds. Really, when it comes down to it, there is more that would not have any life here than it would. The amount of things that have to be just right so that you and I can exist on this earth is phenomenal. If the sun was a little closer, it would be too hot. If it was a little further away, it'd be too cold. If the composition of the air was any different, maybe it would not be so friendly to life on this planet Earth. Now, we don't think about this. As we go along in our lives, as we do our things, as we get confused, as we get step in the puddles of doubt, we don't think like that. The other night, I kind of got up. Well, I was still on the bed. And this question hit me, "Where am I?" I had no idea. It was going so fast, boom, 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 boom. Every day it has been just about event flying, event flying, event flying. And for me, it was like, "Where am I? And what am I doing here? Why am I here? Is there an event? What kind of event? When is the event?" And then I started to think, I don't know why, but I started to think about the coconut. it hit me that there's a coconut. And it's really quite incredible, because a coconut makes incredible journey. Amazing. And of course, this journey that it makes is in an extremely hostile environment, the ocean. And what does this coconut have? It doesn't have GPS, it doesn't have navigation ability, it doesn't have charts, it doesn't have the mechanical advantage of a sailboat or sail or those things. But in its makeup, one thing that it will need, the quintessential thing that it will need, water. It's going to need it so it can stay alive. And it's going to need it when it gets to the new shore, to the new place, because it'll be an unknown. It'll be an unknown where this coconut will land. And it's going to need protection and layers of husk. And this protection has been given to this coconut. And its shape is very interesting as well. Of all the shapes it could be, it can float. It can float in this salt water. Now, I'm not trying to educate you on coconuts. But once in a while, it's really fascinating to just stop and look at something. Look at something from a perspective that we usually don't look at this from. Because usually when we come across a coconut, we go, coconut. And that's our interaction with a coconut. Or we see it in a menu, especially Thai menu, coconut. Wow, that must be good, exotic. Or, if you happen to live somewhere where there's a lot of coconuts, maybe it's that frustrating thing of trying to husk one. How do you get rid of that husk? And, you're just trying to smash it and kick it. But look at this coconut. In its life, it must make a journey. Where, it doesn't know, but it must make a journey. And it'll be there. It is willing to make that journey because it has no choice, perhaps. It'll come off a tree, it'll roll, surf will pick it up. Now it's in very hostile territory. And that must not be easy either, to be caught in the surf, because it's just getting bounced back again, bounced back again, bounced back again. And it wants to go. This is what it's geared for. And it must take a little bit of doing to get out of that surf, start catching the wind, start catching the current, and kind of set sail for a place that it doesn't know. And it goes on. And if this coconut had a brain, if it could think, it would be very much like, here I go. And somehow to be able to take, and this is one thing it would do, is it would take inventory of how much water there is, where everything is at. It would take an inventory. And as it would have it, this coconut is an incredible opportunist, because even the storms, we don't like storms, but somehow the coconut has turned the storms into expediting its journey, taking advantage of that storm. And so, it has taken all these elements that we would not think positively about, and turned it to its advantage. And here it sets a sail and it finds someplace it'll be rolled on. And this rolling on has to happen. You have to understand, it can't be where the surf keeps coming. It has to be just beyond that. So maybe it is a storm, super, super high tide, takes this coconut and pushes it beyond that barrier, and then it is ready to take roots. It then uses that water. It uses what it has, and it grows. Maybe after hearing this, you won't look at a coconut the same way again. Maybe you will see a coconut, and maybe it'll inspire you, like it should, that in your life too, that which you really need, what is quintessential to you, has been given to you. Look what you have. Look at this breath. Look at this consciousness. Look at this ability to understand. The ability to feel. The ability to experience. This is not a joke. These are some of our greatest assets. These are some of our greatest assets. I need to remember a few things. For this I have a memory. I can't. I need to be focused on a few things. For this I have the ability to concentrate. I need to understand a few things. For this I have understanding. I need to forget a few things. For this I have the power to forget. And I need to create a few things. For this, I have the power to create. And I need to witness a few things. For this, I have been given time to witness. I need to decide a few things. For this, I have been given the gift of patience. Use these resources wisely. And believe me, you will have a very pleasant life. Very pleasant life. Get these resources that you have been given all mixed up, and you're going to have a very mixed up life. Resources. Beautiful resources. Joy. To appreciate. Appreciate. You realize, you look at a painting. You look at a painting. And Michelangelo's work, what makes it special? What do you think it is that makes it special? It is your ability to get moved. This person has done whatever it is that they have done, but it is the ability that I have to feel that in my life that makes it so special for me. That I can have this thing called appreciation in my existence. That's what makes everything so special. That how I am affected. I am affected. Maybe I don't like it. Then I am affected. So the trick is to be affected by that makes a difference in my life. Since I can be affected, let me be affected by something so profound, so beautiful, so deep, so real. Real is wonderful. Real is great. No pretense. No pretense. So if I'm going to be affected, let me be affected by that one thing that is so incredible, that is so wonderful, that I can trust. It's reality. That I can trust. That I don't have to ever wonder. But I can trust. I can feel. I can realize. And in that, I will find my safety. In that, I will find my security, just like that coconut in the middle of the ocean. Courageous little coconut. Big waves come, little waves come, off we go. Where are you going, coconut? No idea. Doesn't matter. Somewhere. You realize that this coconut has used all the possible resources that it can. Containing water. The husk as flotation gear. The shape. So that it can travel on the ocean, Not too much sticking out of the water, otherwise too much wind, and then it may be in trouble. But just enough to keep at a nice pace. And off goes the coconut. Venturing, trusting, yes. Trusting like we don't even know how to trust. And off goes this little coconut. And guess what? Through all the trials and tribulations that it may go through, the coconut is rewarded. How do you know that? Well, let me tell you something. Every time you see a tree, and every time you see a flower, and every time you see a grass, a blade of grass, you know what that's about? It's about it worked. It happened. It worked. The seed germinated and it flowered. That coconut made landfall. And that same ocean that, think about this, the same ocean that picked it up has dropped it off. And in that little time that the tide will rise again, it will have seeded itself and away it will go. You are about it worked, not about what didn't work. You are the testimony to the working of that breath. You are the testimony to the working of this incredible miracle called life. You are the testimony to this incredible chapter called existence. You are the testimony to this magnificence. And you exist. You are. You have been given, each one of you have been given the most incredible gift. Period. End of conversation, end of discussion, end of thinking, end of going, but this is it. This is a reality that you have been given the most incredible gift. This is not fiction. This is not a theory. This is not a line from some book. This is a fact. This is a reality. And this reality is incredibly sweet. It's incredibly beautiful. And if the receiver, that's us. We're not talking about a third person here. We're not talking about another planet here. No. We're talking about us, our lives, our existence. And if the receiver can appreciate, understand what they have been given, then the story begins to become completely different. Here it is. Here you are. You exist. And it's not just one gift. The existence is one gift, and on top of that, you have been given the ability to appreciate, that is another gift. You think the sunset looks beautiful? You know, if you did not have the ability to appreciate, it would not look beautiful. The ability to appreciate is within you. You use it without even knowing it. Live this life consciously. Consciously. Every day. I am not here to talk about the death. That's not what I talk about. I just want you to take full advantage of every single day. Hey, it's an effort at best. It's an effort, but try. You won't succeed every day, but you must try. I mean, you must. Be as conscious as you can be. Be aware of your existence. Be aware of this breath. Be aware that you are alive. That's what it is to know yourself. That's what it is to understand yourself. That's what it is to know that fundamental inside of you. That's your potential. So I bring you good news. I bring you very good news. In this day, an age, and you look at the newspaper and it is not nice. I bring you very good news. And the news is you are alive. And within you shines a sun of joy and peace and tranquility so bright that it can make any darkness go away.